At the community center in tiny Sebring, Ohio, it's clear there's something going on. There are trucks from the Ohio Environmental Protection Agency, people wearing official-looking fluorescent yellow jackets, and the Red Cross. Residents are picking up bottled water. A worker carries a case of it to Mary Jordan's car.
I live right by the water tower. I am not happy.
She and Sebring's other 8,000 water customers just heard that some homes were found months ago to have elevated levels of lead in the water. But the community wasn't officially informed until January 21st. Jordan says she's now afraid of the water.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I just had back surgery, so I have open wounds and taken showers in it and all, you know, and the lead does absorb through your skin.
Mostly, though, people are exposed to lead through drinking water or things like old paint. Even low levels of lead in the blood can cause health problems for children, like hyperactivity, learning problems, and lowered IQ. Sebring schools were closed a few days this week while the water was tested. Most results found no lead, but a couple of tests did find lead levels at above allowable federal standards. That has Chris Blake worried. She has grandchildren in the schools.
You know, it's really scary.
Blake opens her hatchback to put in bottled water.
I didn't find out until Saturday because of the news. So the city itself didn't let us know.
And that's the key issue here. Not just that some water tested positive for lead, but that the water superintendent knew there were high lead levels in residential water as early as September. Heidi Griesmer is spokesperson for the Ohio EPA. She says Sebring was supposed to let its water customers know about the high lead levels within 60 days of the findings. That would have been by the end of November.
The games the village of Sebring was playing by giving us incomplete data time and time again and not submitting the required documents made it difficult for our field office to determine whether or not they were complying with the law and notifying their customers.
Griesmer says the EPA eventually got a signed document from Jim Bates, Sebring's water superintendent, certifying that he had notified customers of the elevated lead levels. But she says it doesn't appear that Bates actually sent out those notifications.
And based on documentation that we have received, we suspect that the village provided fraudulent information to us, and we have started an investigation.
In news reports, Jim Bates has denied the accusations. Ohio EPA issued an emergency order this week prohibiting him from operating the Sebring plant or any other water treatment plant he currently manages. Some political leaders, meanwhile, are calling for the resignation of Ohio EPA Director Craig Butler for failing to act more quickly. Griesmer says the field office tried to work with Sebring throughout last fall.
It is clear, though, that they may have been too patient with the village and should have escalated this to the director sooner.
The state has been collecting new water samples, delivering water test kits, and establishing a screening clinic to test people for lead exposure. But what about fixing the water? The Ohio EPA says Sebring had stopped putting anti-corrosive chemicals in the water to prevent lead from leaching from old pipes. Now that the village is adding those chemicals again, they're seeing lower lead levels in people's homes. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Julie Grant.